Joining us via our Tupelo Tire and Wheel studio line, and it is really good to have Chad McMahon on, Senator Chad McMahon, with us this morning. Kind of update us on things, how things are going from your perspective. Senator McMahon, good morning to you, sir.
Hey, Craig, good morning, and good morning, North Mississippi.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to reach out and you know, share a few thoughts and maybe try to answer some questions if we can, addressing some needs here in Northeast Mississippi. Let me start by saying, you know, I acknowledge that we're under a worldwide pandemic, but my comments will be generalized towards just this particular region here in Northeast Mississippi.
I guess that we start with the effect this is going to have on working people and what's the state of Mississippi, and then we've heard some things in the federal government, and what you know and what you can tell us this morning.
Sure, that's a great question. So, Craig, first, I want to encourage all Mississippians to get your news from reliable sources. I want to encourage you to follow the guidelines laid out by the CDC and to follow the any instructions or directions from the Office of the President or from the Office of Governor Reeves or from your local mayors. To deal with unemployment, I've been in contact with CEOs and managers across North Mississippi, and our production capabilities are strong, but what we're seeing is a slowdown in retail orders, which is going to lead to some layoffs. A lot of our small businesses, I've talked with many of our small mom-and-pop businesses, restaurants, particularly hotels, that are really worried about their employees and their businesses. And I've been very humbled by the way that so many managers and owners talk about their employees first before they ever mention their own businesses. They care about their employees. What we're doing as a state legislature and as a state government, we have relaxed all of the unemployment rules in Mississippi. And the way you get unemployment, you will be able to go on the phone. You will not have to apply in person. The number is 888-844-3577. Or you can go to www.mdes.ms.gov. And we'll go over those numbers again in a few minutes. But you can apply online or in person over the phone, and you will be able to receive unemployment benefits immediately instead of having to wait for the normal 1 week period. In addition to that, you can do it online. You have to appear in person. Thirdly, if you do receive a layoff or your employer, also you will not have to go out and look for employment during this time as long as we're under this state of emergency. So that's the three things we've done to help everyday working folks that may have already been laid off or are going to be laid off.
Also, obviously, the education factor here and kids being out of school creates quite a burden for families. The governor addressed that yesterday. I know that's a big concern for you and all of us here in North Mississippi.
Yes, Monday I met with 18 superintendents from Northeast Mississippi, and we discussed their needs and what they thought, and I conveyed those thoughts directly to the governor and to the Department of Health. And I'm glad that they've taken some of those recommendations. But before we go any further, I want to reach out to all people of faith to pray for Donald Trump, to pray for Governor Reeves, to pray for Lieutenant Hoseman. Yesterday, I was having a briefing with some MEMA agents, and one of the MEMA agents passed out from exhaustion because they're working under extremely difficult, stressful situations, and many of them are going without sleep. So pray for the men and women who are working. Also, I want to give a big shout out to the clerks and the cashiers and the truck drivers out there that are bringing commodities into our region that are putting their own health at risk to keep the grocery stores open, to keep the trucks rolling, the airline pilots that are working, the healthcare professionals that are out there, in spite of their own personal risk, they're out there making it happen. And this is not a time to panic. This is a time for our generation to shine, and we'll overcome this virus, and we'll be stronger for it on the backside. And we've learned some things from it that we can talk about if you like, Craig.
Absolutely. Some positivity, I think, is what, you know, most of us are looking for. And there are many things that we can take from this.
Yes, so, you know, some of the things that we've talked about, I've been in direct contact with Congressman Kelly and U.S. Senator Roger Wicker's offices, and with them personally, you know, Congress is planning a series of phases to help get cash in the hands of working Mississippians. I support that, and working Americans. We're doing everything we can to support that. The president is concerned about everyday working families and what we can do to help. But, you know, some of the things we're realizing that we are a continental-sized nation with vast resources, and we need to realign our manufacturing in every chemical produced that we need in this country, fuel, clothing, medical devices, everything we need to be self-sustaining, we need to produce in this country. That's one of the lessons of this. The second thing that we're learning is, you know, there are some gaps in some of our systems. And we're going to address that when we get beyond this particular pandemic crisis. When we get beyond that, some of those gaps we're going to go back and backfill some of those gaps. But every resource from state to federal to county to city, every resource is being brought to bear to take care of our citizens and our residents here in Mississippi.
I guess a lot of people that are, you know, working from home today and sort of a disruption in most of us, our business and our lives today, are wondering, and I know no one can answer this question, but I guess the main thing that you would like to stress today is this can't be over. We can't get over this until everyone sort of abides by, you know, what we're being asked to do. Is that safe to say? And do you have any sort of idea, Senator, of when things might return to at least, you know, semi-normal?
Craig, here's the situation. The next 10 to 15 working days are critical here in Mississippi.
Okay.
We're looking for infection rates. That's what's going to determine how we move forward. You know, if we see a huge surge and hundreds of thousands of people are infected, then, you know, I'm sure one set of plans are going to be deployed. But hopefully we're getting ahead of this curve and we're minimizing our risk with social distancing, and that we're not going to see vast infection in this state the way they're experiencing in other states like California and Washington and New York. And look, let me address this, Craig. When I drove home from Jackson 2 days ago, we suspended session because me and many others, we wanted to come home and see with our own eyes and hear with our own ears what was taking place in our district, so that we would be in a position to go back and craft legislation to help people get their lives back together and their businesses back on their feet as quick as possible. But on my way home, I was very careful, but I stopped at 7 grocery stores in 7 different towns, from Jackson to Madison to Winona to Kilmichael, Mississippi, to Eupora, Mississippi, and then when I got home, I could buy the essentials at every single grocery store. They had hand sanitizer, milk, cheese, bread, meat, everything. There is no reason to panic. There is nothing wrong with the food supply chain here in Northeast Mississippi. I have spoken directly with food warehouses and with owners of grocery stores in North Mississippi. They can get anything they want overnight. That's the truth, Craig. Now, I realize some of the shelves are bare in the evening.
Yep.
Because people are hoarding. They're going in, they're purchasing all they can buy, and they're hoarding the materials. And I want to encourage Mississippians, this is not a time to hoard. It's a time to help. It's not a time to panic. It's a time to reach out. Personally, Craig, I have called every neighbor in sight of my own personal home to share with them, as their neighbor, I'm available for them. If they need something, to let me know. If they need medical care, to please reach out and let me know as a neighbor. I'm also calling widows and elderly people here in my own community to see if they need anything. There's a lot of widows. There's a lot of elderly people that live completely alone. And I encourage people, talk to your families while you're at home. If you're fortunate enough to be at home, talk to your families. Call and check on your loved ones. But call and check on others. This is not a time to completely isolate ourselves. It's a time to reach out and build stronger relationships within our communities.
Well put, Senator Chad McMahon, joining us today. We're so concerned, Chad, with those in the extreme age groups, especially our seniors. So our nursing homes are particularly a focus for, I know, you and all our healthcare officials.
They are, and I would encourage Mississippians, again, to follow the guidelines of the CDC. We're really fortunate here in this region. North Mississippi Health Services, the hospital here in Lee County, which has its satellite branches throughout the region, in Iuka, over in Tippah County, Tishomingo County, they're the largest rural health system in the United States. They have 8,000 employees. A lot of people don't realize that asset. I'm receiving daily briefings from them about where we are and what their needs are. Many of the nurses and doctors that will be wearing protective gear through the weekend and next week, gloves, masks, and gowns, that's because their delegation, representatives and senators from this area, are working together through MEMA, working together through the Department of Health to be sure that strategic medical supplies are coming this way so that our healthcare systems can be protected and so that our nursing homes can be protected. Also, let me share this. One of the grocery store owners I talked with yesterday, who said he's not having any trouble getting any type of food, he wanted to be sure that they could also access masks and gloves if they needed it. And I think that's really important, and I've conveyed that to the proper authorities within the supply chain of MEMA that we may need to add grocery store cashiers and clerks to those critical needs. Critical need folks. Because we want to keep the grocery stores open.
Absolutely. And it's good to know that those owners of those stores have this under control. They're ahead of this, and our supplies won't be depleted. So, again, no real need to hoard and rush in there and buy up everything. So good to talk to you today. Any closing thoughts we can take with us over the next couple of days till we visit again, sir?
You know, every generation is faced with an obstacle. In 1917, 1918, our great-grandparents and grandparents were faced with the influenza flu that killed millions of people around the world. Our grandparents and some of our parents faced World War II against Adolf Hitler and the Empire of Japan, and they overcame it. You know, we've dealt with 9/11, and this country overcame it, and we won the war on terrorism. In 08 and 09, when people thought that this country was in financial ruin, President Donald Trump came along and through conservative policies has given us one of the greatest economic times of the last 3 years. There's a lot of pent-up demand. If we get past this, the resilience, the work ethic, the know-how, the American spirit will rise, and we will overcome this together. And now is not a time to turn on each other. Now is not a time to be cynical of our leaders, regardless of party. Now is not a time to attack each other. It's a time to unify, and let's get past this together, because our best days as Americans are still ahead of us.
Chad McMahon, thank you so much, Senator, for your time today. We know you're very busy, and appreciate all that great information you brought. We hope we can visit with you again next week for an update.
That sounds good, Craig. Call anytime. If I can be of service, my email address is cmcmahon@senate.ms.gov. My office number, I'm happy to give it out, but you may or may not be able to get through. The circuit boards have been pretty overwhelmed, but my office number is 601-359-2886. And I wish all Mississippians prosperity and health. I ask you all to follow the guidelines of the CDC and follow official instructions from government authorities.
Thank you again, Senator Chad McMahon. We'll catch up with you next week. Senator, yes, sir. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless Mississippi.